Hi everyone, welcome to good morning and welcome to my presentation today. And my name is Hüseyin Yar from the University of Connecticut and working with the Plant Science Department. And today's my title is Development of Sterile Non-Invasive Ornamental Allotus for the Ornamental Industry. And first I would like to tell about something on Ornamental Allotus. Ornamental Allotus is one of the famous ornamental plants, and it's also calling burning bush because of the brilliant red color, and extremely popular for the landscape architectures for this species, and also is the one of the 10 national cell plant at the ornamental industry. And how it looks like, it has small pointed leaves, and the important things, these leaves turning red color in the fall because of this very famous, and it has a red fruit, and it will it is a shrub type ornamental plant and grow like 5 to 8 feet height. And the good things is adopt any diverse climate conditions like cold winter stress and dry hot climate zones. These all things is very good, but it's a very invasive plant species, and it's produced prolific seed production, and those seeds are effective to spread all around the USA, also other places, depends on how seed birds are traveling. And because of these things, these burning bush plants already banned around the 25 states in USA. Maybe more is coming up nowadays. I don't know that information. You can look here, like that's a circle area. Tons of seeds dropped down, and then they are quickly germinated. And the next picture, like seeds taken by the bird, and they are eating and spreading different place, and they also germinating there. And that seeds that this plant species invasion increase quickly, and we cannot control this. And also physical and chemical controlling of this species really difficult because of transferring with the birds and tons of seeds producing each year, each plant, each single plant, more than 10,000 seeds producing. Because of that, we decide to develop some sterile, non-invasive burning bush plants. If we produce this, we don't need to do any physical or chemical treatment controlling for this species. And our objective was producing non-invasive burning bush plants, producing with conventional breeding techniques, because there are other ways as well, like some transgenic techniques or like some hybridization techniques. As hybridization techniques is time-consuming, it takes long years, and transgenic techniques is good, but people are concerned about we don't want to grow the transgenic plants or garden. Because of that, we think we use two techniques same time. One of them endosperm tissue culture techniques to produce triploid plants. Second one is the mutagenesis techniques by gamma ray to create some sterile plants. What are these two? Endosperm tissue culture techniques. Endosperm itself has three and content DNA content, and it cannot produce seeds. And the second one, gamma ray techniques. This is the very common traditional techniques to produce some desirable plants, like short growth plants and seedless plants and different flower type of flower plants. Because of those, we choose these two techniques same time. Here I will explain to these two methods how we did these experiments to get some sterile plants. First one on the left, or yeah, left for my side, right. We use endosperm tissue culture techniques. We got the endosperm, immature and mature endosperm, and then we got the callus from this endosperm. This callus produced some shoots. That shoots, we assuming it could be triploid because of it's coming from the endosperm. And then to confirm these results, we use flow cytometry. Flow cytometry show us like a or DNA content. And like for this flow cytometry, we use diploid DNA content, and we see the peak. Where is the peak? And then we mix diploid and triploid cells, and we check again flow cytometry, and then we see two different peaks. That means showing us or shoot from the callus is triploid. Based on this, we got the shoots, and then as a next stage, we use rooting generation media, and then we got the plants. And the second method is the gamma ray mutagenesis method. We use a younger stem treated with the gamma ray. But first, for this, we use LD50 dosage to confirm which dosage is useful for the burning bush plants. Based on this, we use a 15 kilorad gamma ray to get many mutation. And we use around 2,000 stem cuttings treated with 15 kilorad, and then we rooted them after treated, and then we got plants. Like after 4 to 6 years, we evaluated them in field conditions, like they grow, like we can evaluate it after flowering. Like we have to wait 4 or 5 years only. That's the strict, strange part. And after 4 years, they start producing flowers. And the first one is the wild-type flower. Second one is the triploid plant flower. Third one is the mutant flower from the gamma ray. We see here differences. Triploid plants produce smaller flower. And we checked pollen germination about these plants. One triploid, one mutant plants. Wild-type plants, pollen germinated, all of them. But triploid plants, pollen, and gamma-treated mutant plant, pollen doesn't germinate. And also here, that plants, like here, this picture shows wild-type plants, after fertilization process, they start the flowering. Seed part. Here is the seed part. But our mutant, one of the mutant, producing tons of flower, but it doesn't produce any seeds because it's flower aborted. It doesn't fertilize. Here is the picture after like a 6 years old triploid plants on TB5-27 and wild type, there is no differences, just reduce the height of the plants. The leaf type and everything is same with the wild type plants. Here the shoot morphology about the triploid plants and mutant plants, and triploid plants reduce the moving height compared to wild type, but the gamma treated mutants mostly same height with the wild type. And the triploid plants also reduce the internode length, leaf length, and leaf width compared to wild type. Here we have the most important results actually, because we are focusing the seed no seed production. And you can see the circle, like first one is the wild type, second one is the triploid plants. wild-type plants producing tons of seeds. They are same age, everything is same, but triploid plants doesn't produce seeds. And here's the next, we have the data here, like 2 years data, 2016 and 2017. And the good things, one of the gamma ray treated plants doesn't have any seeds. And also we have more treated triploid and gamma ray treated mutants. They have very less seeds compared to wild type, like less than 1%. Like as a result, we can say our conventional breeding techniques working very well for the burning bush plant species. And these mutagenesis and the sperm culture techniques work well. And based on these experiments, we identify our mutant and triploid lines have produced very few fruits or no seeds. And this is less than 1%. And then it's very valuable for the USDA agreement, like they need at least less than 2% seeds needs to produce or new lines to get non-invasive. And also one of the sterile lines, dwarf, reduced in stem and internal lands and leaf lands. And one of the mutant lines produced lots of flower, but aborted after later stage. And these all things explain us, like these techniques, successful development of sterile non-invasive cultivars works well, and then for the burning bush plants, and then these new plant lines may be useful for the ornamental industry. And we can solve these invasion problems about the burning bush quickly. And here, like my working field, like you can see the red color, how it looks like. And I would like to thank you, my advisors and co-workers for this opportunity. Thank you so much. Do you guys have any questions?